birthday to my grandma. Say happy birthday, Mother Hogg.
No way. I'll say it. Happy birthday, Mother Hogg, and many, many happy returns.
Oh, this is great, great. Thanks, she'll love it. Okay, Julie, it's your turn. It's your turn.
Charlene? I'm not going to sing any more songs. I'm not going to dance. I'm not going to wave. I'm not even looking up, and that's final.
Now, I just need one more thing. Now, it's Lois and Shimmy Boyd's 50th wedding anniversary. You know, my mama was Lois's maid of honor, and they're all going to be at my grandma's. No, so would you mind to just look at the camera and say, happy anniversary, Lois and Shimmy?
Please? Happy anniversary, Lois and Shimmy.
Great, thanks. You know, you could have put a little more feeling into it, you know. But hey, it's not the Oscars.
I'm sorry, Charlene, I tried to go inside myself and give it all I had.
Okay, Suzanne, all right, Suzanne. Big smile. Happy anniversary, Lois and Shimmy.
No.
Suzanne, it wouldn't hurt you, come on.
Colleen, I am not saying it. I don't even know who this Lois and Shimmy, whatever their names are. It's just a white man.
Yes, he is. What difference does it make?
Just never heard of a white man named Shimmy.
Well, that's his name. He happens to be one of the nicest men in Poplar Bluff. Now, come on, just say it.
Oh, all right. Happy anniversary, Lois and Shimmy!
Okay. That about nails it.
Sugar Bakers. Hello, Mrs. Pease. Yes, as a matter of fact, I was just going over everything.
By the way, where's Anthony?
Oh, he went to pick up Bernice. She's spending the day with him.
Spending the day? Why?
Because her house is being fumigated.
Oh, great. It's not enough she calls me at home every night. Now she has to come to work with us, too.
All right. Bye-bye. I can't stand her. One for poor old Mr. Peace. I wouldn't even mess with him. I mean, the account doesn't amount to anything, but I just feel so sorry for him. I mean, she has got him so beaten down, but she won't even let him talk. As a matter of fact, I'm not sure he can talk. But I guess we will find out this afternoon because he's coming over here alone. Mrs. Peace has got the flu.
A sweet, shy person. You know, if he is coming over alone, let's do everything we can to bolster his ego. You know, make him feel like a man.
Oh, Charlene, get real. We're a decorating business. I mean, it's not my job to help some little henpecked nerd feel manly. Anyway, I said happy anniversary, Lois and Shimmy. I think that's enough for one day.
Right, we wouldn't want you to get a hernia from too much kindness.
I just brought these books by for Anthony.
How's your new job at the library?
Oh, it's fantastic. Listen, if you all want to check out any books, just let me know. I can get anything you want, and they're free.
Well, thank you very much, Vanessa. We'll keep it in mind.
Right now, I'm reading Moby Dick. I thought that title sounded interesting, but turns out it's about a fish. But let me tell you, it is good.
Excuse me. I'm looking for a sugar baker design fund. Oh, how y'all doing, little lady? I bet y'all don't even remember me, do you?
We most certainly do remember you, Mr. Jones. We don't usually forget people who put our loved ones in the hospital.
What'd he do?
Well, we went on a canoeing weekend, and he and his sons got in a fight with Bill and J.D. and Reese and Anthony.
You kidding? You better not be messing with my man.
Oh, I will, girl. I just come inside to pay a traffic ticket. And I just thought I'd drop by and apologize to these little ladies. Me and my boys were just having a little fun. We wouldn't hurt nobody.
Oh, that's different. Well, I guess I better be going now. And remember, a mind is a terrible thing to waste.
Bye.
Bye.
And thank you for stopping by, Mr. Jones. Goodbye and good luck.
Please call me Daddy.
All right. Goodbye, Daddy.
Being that I'm here, I just might as well invest in a real nice piece of furniture.
I'm sorry, we don't sell furniture, just knickknacks.
You ain't got none of them naughty pine tables with a high gloss on it, are you?
No, I'm sorry, we don't.
Well, you don't know where I might be able to get one, do you?
No, I don't. Maybe in the woods.
Well, do you mind if I use your telephone book? I got to get a birthday present for my son, Nub.
Oh, you're kidding. How is Nub?
Colleen.
You want to borrow my phone book?
Oh, thank you, little lady.
Yo, what's happening?
Hi, Bernice.
Boy, that wind is blowing so hard out there, it blew a couple of stoplights out.
Yes, but not to worry. I got us through.
Mm-hmm. She hung out the window blowing her rape whistle.
Listen, I really appreciate you all getting me out of my apartment today. You know, they say too much of that bug spray can make you go crazy. And I figure I haven't got a real wide margin for error. Who's the old man?
Oh, he's just borrowing the telephone book.
Cute.
Julia, what is he doing here?
I'll tell you later.
Bernice, can I make you a cup of coffee?
Yes, you can. Cream, no sugar. And please don't screw it up. I tell you, I'm so glad to be able to do nothing for a change. They just won't leave you alone in that retirement village. You have to take a cooking class, start a garden, make a macrame belt, and learn to toll paint. And today, they tried to make me take a pottery class again. Hell, I'm a housewife. I'm not a potter. Why is it that just because you get old, all of a sudden you're supposed to be able to make stuff? I made two pots. I couldn't work the wheel. Neither one of them got tall. And now I'm stuck with a couple of gladiator breastplates.
Bernice, this is incredible. You're incisive and witty like your aunt Johnny Carson.
It's the new blood pressure medicine. I think it flipped on a couple of extra switches.
Excuse me, little lady. I just couldn't help overhearing your retirement problems. You know, back down in my part of the woods down there, they've been trying to get me to do the square dancing. I said, no way, Jose. When I go out, I'm going out my own way, and it ain't for squares.
What kind of dancing do you do?
And so she knows. I dance with her.
You have?
Well, it was just for one evening. I don't want to talk about it.
Well, just so my day won't be a total waste, what about me and you going down to one of them little pancake houses and have lunch?
Who are you?
Daddy Jones. Oh, but you can call me Daddy.
Oh, I like that.
Excuse me, Daddy, Mr. Jones. First of all, do you remember me?
I sure do. You're a really fine fella and a really fine fighter.
Well, thank you, but Miss Clifton is spending the day with us.
Not anymore.
Bernice, come here. Bernice, you're not going. Now, that's it.
Oh, I see. You're jealous. Because you dated him once, and now he wants me.
Bernice, be serious. He's just a little old hillbilly. I mean, why would you even be interested in him for anyway?
I think he's cute. And besides, he's the same age as all the guys you date.
Bernice, you are so funny today.
Charlene, I think we've covered that. Let's try to keep up.
Anthony, why don't you take them in the van? That way you'll be in charge.
Hot dog! You do the driving, and I'll play my mouth organ.
Boy, I don't like the sound of that.
Anthony, the good fairy will reward you at the end of the month.
All I can say is the good fairy better bring heavy tidings.
If we're not home before dark, don't wait up for us.
You behave yourself now, Bernice.
All right, this way. Big smile. Big smile.
Thanks so much, Carolyn. All right, bye-bye.
You have the carpool today?
No, it's Carolyn Staley. She's going to take Claudia and Quinn over to her house. It looks so bad out. I didn't want him to be home alone.
Oh, hello.
Well, Mr. Pease, I didn't really expect you to show up in all this weather.
Oh, that's okay. I don't mind. It's the first time I've been anywhere alone in months. Maybe years. It's kind of invigorating. All that rain and flooded streets, and I got through all by myself. I'm almost heady with adventure.
Is Mrs. Peace feeling any better?
It's hard to tell. Actually, Mrs. Peace hasn't felt well since we were married in 1959.
Well, I'm glad that you're feeling adventurous because I've got some new wallpaper samples to show you for the den. I mean, you know, just some alternatives to brown.
Oh, I don't know. I'd be afraid to go with anything but brown. That's Mrs. Peace's favorite color.
I know, but these are just ideas, and maybe if there's something you like, we could talk her into it.
Wow. You're strong.
Mr. Peace, would you like some coffee, a cup of tea?
Oh, yes, but I can get it.
Oh, don't be silly. It's no trouble. It's my pleasure. Tea?
Oh, please.
Cream?
Oh, no. That'd be way too much trouble.
No, it's not, especially not for you. How about sugar?
Sugar? Well, sure, if you're sure it's okay.
Oh, good grief, just fix the damn tea. Sugar Bakers. Oh, hi, Colonel. Charlene, it's your husband.
Oh, excuse me, just one minute.
Oh, listen, I can just finish this up. I'm not used to having anyone wait on me.
Well, that's fine. Just help yourself.
The cream?
Oh, it's in the fridge.
You're kidding. Just a minute. Bill's at the base. He says about 6 tornadoes have been spotted around Atlanta.
Listen, you're about to make a serious mistake. Now, this is the cream, and that is mother's milk, which she expressed for her daughter. I know, because I've had some.
Oh, my gosh, I didn't mean to get into anything like this. Boy, this has been an exciting afternoon, kind of fraught with danger. Makes you wonder what's going to happen next.
We will. We'll be careful. Okay. I love you, too.
I hope you won't take this the wrong way when I say that you all have some awfully good-looking women working around here, including yourself.
Well, thank you so much, Mr. Peace. We're flattered.
Oh, please, just call me Elmer.
Okay, Elmer. Now, what do you want to look at first?
I think I'd like to see something in red.
This just in. Another tornado has reportedly been sighted on the south side of Atlanta and the College Park area. Many of the streets are flooded and numerous power and phone lines are down on the north side of the city.
Boy, can you believe it? That's where I live. Now I won't even be able to call Florence.
I won't be able to get home with my boys, but that's okay. But now I can spend more time with my new honey.
I sure wish we had a basement. Maybe I should get Olivia and we all should drive to a shelter.
Charlene, didn't you hear? You can't go out. Don't you get it? We are stuck here in this big ship of fools. Maybe for the entire year.
I cannot believe that this old man shows up in the middle of a tornado. I mean, do we have the worst luck of any people I know, or what?
I say we should just call a big old paddy wagon and have them all picked up.
I'm telling you, he has got some moonshine out in his truck, and he and Bernice have been into it. They were spiking their Cokes at lunch. And what's more, they are now a serious item. We're talking hand-holding and giggling. She was sitting on his lap in the van, and they were hanging out the window. He's playing that harmonica, and she's blowing that rape whistle. It was embarrassing.
Daddy, if you need me, I'll be in the bathroom working on my hair.
All right, sugar.
Oh, my, what's all this? Oh, my, there's some good songs here. Sitting on the dock of the bay, party girl, hound dog. Where'd these come from?
Oh, well, they're from Bill's bachelor party. You know, Julia just wanted me to bring some music over for Reese's birthday party tomorrow.
Oh, woo! I'll be putting on my dancing shoes.
Wait a second, old buddy. Just you and me go out to my truck and check on that transmission fluid.
Well, that sounds good to me. Oh, let me just tell the girls. Girls, we're gonna go outside.
Okay.
Listen, if my wife calls, just tell her that I'm in conference. No, you better not tell her that. She might get mad. Just tell her I'm not here.
I wouldn't worry about it, Elmer. I don't think she can even get through.
All right. It's the first night that we've been apart in 31 years.
You know what I gotta say about that? The old bull is finally out of the barn.
That's right. You know, I'm kind of like that tornado. It's an all points bulletin. Watch out.
I don't know if we are safe here. Elmer's libido seems to be picking up momentum.
Boy, listen to that wind. You know, I'm going to move Olivia and Mrs. Philpott into the storeroom. I don't like them being upstairs.
Hey, that's a good idea. I'll help you.
Oh, Vanessa, look at you, girl. You're drenched. Well, we got to get you out these clothes.
Oh, Anthony, you're terrible.
I don't mean it that way. Julia?
Upstairs in my closet.
Thank you.
Just pick what you like. My house is your house. In fact, my house belongs to the whole city. Tell your friends.
Oh, by the way, there's two guys outside drinking out of a gas can.
Gee, wonder who that could be.
What are they saying?
Severe tornado warning from now up until 11 o'clock tonight. All of Atlanta and southern Georgia.
Where's Mr. Pace?
If you're referring to Elmer, I believe he's in the upstairs bathroom putting a cold rag on his face where I slapped it.
You slapped Mr. Pace?
Yes, I hated to do it, but he tried to put his tongue down my throat. I know it's the first good time he's had in 31 years, but you know enough is enough. Gee, you sure you want to cut up Reese's birthday cake?
Oh, it's all right. Reese won't mind. I'll get another one tomorrow. I just won't have his name on it.
Julia, if you don't want us to dance, well, we won't.
Don't be silly, Anthony. I don't mind your dancing. Anyway, somebody's got to keep an eye on Daddy Jones and Bernice.
I don't ever want to see anything like that in my home again.
Yeah, I never heard of the Funky Bird Dog. I think you made that one up.
Speaking of Reese's birthday, what happened to the gifts that were on your desk? I was going to put them away for you.
Well, I don't know. They were there the last time I looked.
Oh, I saw that Elmer guy go upstairs with some presents.
Oh, my Lord, he thinks he's Prince.
I can't believe it. I can't believe that's Mr. Peace. He was so sweet and shy.
I can't believe that's the birthday present I bought for Reese.
You bought Reese bikini underwear for his birthday? Reese would never wear that.
Well, I got the robe, too.
He would hate that.
It was on sale. I bought the yachting cap.
That is very nice.
Thank you.
Oh, free at last. Free at last.
Hey, Emma, that's a rearranging-looking outfit you got on there. What the hell is it?
Oh, lady. Come, share my life. Walk with me. Talk with me.
Get serious.
Mr. Peace, don't you think you ought to just lie down for a little while?
Okay. Would you lie down with me?
Good heavens, I'm going to go check on Olivia.
You know, a tornado's going to be coming through here any minute and blow that little thing right off of you.
I doubt this underwear could blow off. It's pretty binding.
I believe we better get some food into him. Look here, Mr. Peace, we've got some cake for you.
I don't believe it. I didn't even know it was my birthday. Would you look at this? Happy birthday, Peace. Oh, this is the happiest night of my life. I think I'm gonna cry. You know, to tell you the truth, I think I'm gonna be sick. I guess I shouldn't have drunk so much of that gasoline.
Is that what I said?
Ain't no time to think, lady. Get the gun. Geronimo!
Oh, boy.
Ow!
Get off! kind of thing. But until it happens to you, you don't actually believe it.
Well, I tell you, that was one heck of a tornado.
I'm talking about the party. Is it just me, or does it seem to you all that we're like some sort of magnet that attracts odd people?
Not limited to odd people. Let's face it. We were living in Bible times. We'd be the first ones hit by plague, pestilence, and locust, and Charlene would be the first one making money off of it.
Julie, I told you it wasn't the money. It was my first big break as a filmmaker.
There it is again. I can't believe this is all over the world every 30 minutes.
And the $500 prize for this week's CNN News Hound goes to Charlene Stillfield, who took this film in the aftermath of the tornado which ripped through Sugar Baker's design firm, destroying inventory and a portion of the roof. The rest of Atlanta and surrounding areas remained unscathed.
Boy, from the looks of these pictures, Bob, I have to wonder what these ladies designed.
Carol, we have in our studio a tornado expert, Dr. James Knott. Dr. Knott, what are the odds that seven tornadoes can tear through a city in a single afternoon and only strike one building?
Well, Fred, it's highly unusual. I would have to say the chances of that happening to one domicile are about the same as having your car struck by falling debris from an airplane.
Well, at least it didn't put a damper on the party. Police also confiscated 4 gallons of moonshine liquor and took a naked man into custody.